And Daf Tzadik Tes Lamed Aleph, the top of the Yom. Tana Rabbanon, Yesh Chaylitz Le'imai Misafik, La'achaytai Misafik, Lobitai Misafik. So Rashi says, Yesh Chaylitz La'achaytai Misafik, Apapi Shehim Mechamesh Esrei Noshim Ha'paitre Sere Seyem, it could be a time that one gives to imai chalitza misafik. V'chein lebitoi v'imai. So now the Gemara is going to explain these three cases. Ketzet. Imai v'isha acheres. And this imai v'isha acheres is speaking about a zocha which was noiled later. From the imoy and the azacha was noted from the isha acheres. The lahem shnei zcharim, and they had two zcharim vadoim. Imoy had a zacha vaday, and the isha acheres had a zacha vaday. The chazru viyoldu shnei zcharim b'machbe. Now the imoy and isha acheres gave birth to two zcharim. So one zachar is a zachar of imay, this is imay, and the other zachar is a zachar of the isha acheres. Uba b'no shel zu, v'nosa imay shel ze, ub'no shel zu, nosa imay shel ze. U'meisu b'loi bonim, zachaylatz l'shtayim, v'zachaylatz l'shtayim, nimtso kol echad v'echad chaylatz l'imay misof. Now let us see Rashi. Imoi v'isha acheres, sheyoldu shnei schorim b'machte, v'hu echad mehem. And the one that's imoi, he's one of the schorim that is giving chalitze, is a ben of imoi. But not, now we explain. Ulehen shnei schorim vadoi. Kigoin. Rochel eishes Yaakov. Rachel was the wife of Yaakov. Shehoya lo Yosef mimeno. And so Yosef was her son. Yosef was ben Yaakov and ben Rachel. V'chano eishes Ruvin. Shehoya lo chetzrei mimeno. V'chazru v'yodo. And there's no relationship between Chan and Rachel. V'chazru v'yoldu shnei schorim b'machve. Now two children were born b'machve, and they got mixed up, and one child is Rochel's son, and one child is Chana's son. U'meisu Yaakov v'ruven. Now the two previous husbands died. U'bo Yosef b'no shel Rochel. Now Yosef, the son of Rochel, Nosa Chana, imoi shel Chetzrei. And he married Chana, the mother of Chetzrei. V'Chetzrei nosa es Rochel. And Chetzrei married Rochel. So now Rochel is married to Chetzrei. And, who is Chana's son. And Yosef is married to Chana. And he's Rochel's son. Umeisu Yosef v'chetzrein. Now Yosef v'chetzrein died. Now Yosef v'chetzrein have two brothers. Because Rochel and Chana had two children, had each a child together and they got mixed up. And these two children, one is a brother of Yosef, and one is a brother of Chetzrein. V'novlu lifnei ha'taruvais. Rochel is falling liyibum lifnei b'no shel Chana, because the son of Chana has to give chalitza. Rochel got married to Chetzrei. So memele, so his brother has to give chalitza. Shehu achi Chetzrein. That's the brother who's the brother of Chetzrein. V'chana, who married Yosef, לפני בנו של רחל, so she's falling ליבום to the ben of רחל, שהוא אחי יוסף. So in the תרובס there's an אחי חצרים, there's an אחי יוסף. They don't know who they are, ומתוך שאין ידוע מי בנו, who is her son, ומי יבמו, and who's her יבם, is צריך החליצה משניהם. So she needs chalitza from both of them. So each zacher of the taruvis gives chalitza to the two nashim. Nimtze kol echad ve'echad chalitz le'imoy. So each one is giving chalitza le'imoy misafik. Because he doesn't know if she is imoy, if she's yevimtoy. So that's the case. Yesh chalitz le'imoy misafik. Chalitza is given because maybe she's not imoy. That's why he's giving chalitza. But the mice is giving chalitza to imoy misafik. La'achosay misafik. Now there's a case that one can give chalitza la'achosay misafik. Ketzat imoy ve'isha acheres. Sheyodu shtei nekeves b'machle. His mother and another woman had two nekeves. Ubo acheya, we'll see the loshen acheya according to Rashi's pshat is not to push it. Let's say ubo ochi. Sheloi mei oisei ha'em. That means that we were speaking about imoy. Now imoy is that means they had the same father, and this is his mother. Now he had two other brothers, which also had the same father, but they didn't have the same mother. So shaloi meyosei ha'em v'nos and they married. Each one married one of these two Lekavis. So in other words, one of them married a sister of the one who was Imoy, and the other one married a daughter of a strange woman, Humesu Balay Bonim. And now these two brothers died, and he's the only brother left. He's chaylitz l'shtayim. So by Emerson, you have two noshim which are falling liyibum to him. One isha is a sister, so she's taka not falling liyibum. The other isha is taka falling liyibum. It's chaylitz l'shtayim. So he gives chalitza to both, not knowing which one is his sister? Nimsa chaylitz la'achosai. So therefore, here we have a case where he's giving chalitza la'achosai to his sister. Misafik. Because maybe she's not his sister. What is the Rashi? Hachi garsinen la'achosai misafik ketzat. Imai v'isha acheres. Sheyodu shtei nekeves b'machve. V'omdu shnei achim min ha'ov. See, Rashi does not say ubo acheyem. Rashi doesn't have this girsa. V'omdu shnei achim min ha'ov. Two of his brothers, that they are brothers min ha'ov, v'loi min ha'im. V'nosum, and these two brothers married these two nekeves. So one of them married his sister, and one of them married a strange nekeva, chaylitz l'shtayim. Nimtza chaylitz la'achosai misafik. So he's giving chalitza to his sister, misafik. Kach shniya b'tei sefta. This is in the sefta, it says, this loshen, v'omdu shnei achim in ha'ov. Now Rashi explains, imoy sheyolda me'ish acha, she nosa la'acha misis ovid. Now, from who did his mother have these two nekevas? There's one nekeva, and it got mixed up with another nekeva. So, Isha sheyolda miish acher, shenosa la'acha misesodik. That means his father gave birth to him from Imoy, then the father died. He has brothers from another aim and the same father. So the father, Bemison, had three sons. Two from one Isha and one from Imoy. We're speaking about him. And now the father died, so his Imoy married someone else. Imoy sheyoldo meish acher shenoso la'acha misas ovit. So she gave birth from another husband after her first husband died. V'yoldo, and she gave birth, imisha acheres. Shteyem, they both gave birth, and there were shtey nekevis. The children were two nekevis. V'ein yodua ezoi bas, la'ezoi aim, and we don't know which daughter belongs to which mother. V'omdu shnei achim, now, this person who was Imoy, he had two brothers, Shehoyo Loze Me'ovit, that they had the same father, Sheloi Me'imoy, but they did not have the same mother. That means they had a different mother. V'nosu'um, and his two brothers married L'shtei Hanekeves Halolu Hamu'uroves. So one of them married his sister, and one of them married another Nekeves. Now the two brothers died, v'novlu shteyem lifnei zeh, and now both of them are falling lifnei zeh liyibum. There's a mitzvah yibum. V'achas mehem achayse me'imay. Now one of these women, there's no nefila liyibum. She's achayse me'imay. V'ilu hoya makira, if he would have known that this is achayso, lehayso tzricha chalitza, she wouldn't need chalitza. But va'achshav she'ein makira, but now he doesn't recognize her, ishtayim tzricha is chalitza. So that is a case that one gives chalitza la'achayso, misofik. Misofik because maybe she is not achayso. That is the first lashon of Rashi. Lishna achrine ubo'u achei hen. That's our gilsa. Not like the first gilsa was for omdu shnei ochim min ha'ov. No, ubo'u achei hen sheloi me'oisai ha'em v'nosum, and they married them. Ochiv shel Ruvain nosa achas, v'ochiv shel Chetzroin nosa achas. Now, this second shot is speaking about, we have here two noshim that had two nekeves, and these two noshim had sons. One son was Ruvain, and one son So, one son was Reuven, the other son was Chetzroin. And now, each son had another brother from the same father, and not from the same mother. So, each son had one brother. Ubol Acheihen, so that means, each son had a brother, Shalei Me'oisai Ha'em, not from the same mother, V'nosum. Ochiv shel Ruvain nosa achas. So now Ruvain's brother married one. V'ochiv shel Chetzroin nosa achas. And the brother of Chetzroin married one. Now in this case, so Ruvain has to give one chalitza, and Chetzroin has to give one chalitza. That means because each one had one brother, and his brother married one of the Nekevites. So Reuven gives chalitza to Neshei Ochiv, to Teishas Ochiv, and Chetzel gives chalitza to Teishas Ochiv.
Now, is Reuven chaylitz la'eshes achit? V'shema achaysahi. Maybe she's his sister. Maybe she's not his sister. V'chein chetzrein. And chetzrein gives ta'eshes achit. And maybe she's his sister. Zot Rashi, zu shamati, that's how I heard the pshat is, v'libi megam gembo. Do shemo lava choysehi. Maybe she's not a sister. I mean, if we would know she's a sister, he wouldn't have to give chalitza at all. But maybe she's not a sister. So he say, gives a chalitza, maybe she's not a sister. V'hochi iboyle lameima ze choylitz lesofik a choysoi. He gives chalitza to a woman who is a sofik, maybe she's his sister, but he gives chalitza because maybe she's not his sister. V'ze choylitz lesofik a choysoi. Avola achoysoi misofik, but the loshen yesh chaylitz la achoysoi misofik. That means he's giving chalitza to achoysoi. No, the reason he's giving is misofik, because he doesn't know if she is achoysoi. Mash mishacholatz vaday la achoysoi. Mach masofik shebiyodoi. So Memela, so Rashi says the loshen of yesh chalitz la achoysoi misofik, it would seem that he's giving chalitza to achoysoi. And the reason he's giving it is misofik. The way the this pshat is, it's a sofik if he's giving chalitza to achoysoi. Now he's giving chalitza to achoysoi misofik. Zok the Gemara weiter. Le bitay misafik. Now what is the case of bitay misafik? Keitzat, ishtoi v'isha acheres, sheyoldu shtei nekeves b'machve. Ubo acheyem, v'nosum, umesu b'loi bonim. Now the acheyem is, again, Shver, according to Rashi's pshat, ubo, that means, let's say, it will be the ochiv, let's say, of one of them, v'nosum, and they married these two nekevis, umeisoi b'loi bonim, zacheilutz labitei misofik, zacheilutz labitei misofik. Let us see Rashi. Ishtoi ve'isha acheres. Eishes Reuven ve'eishes Kalev sheyoldu shtei nekeves b'machve. Nimtzei sa'achas bitoi. So one of these nekeves is bitoi. Ibo shnei achei Reuven. Again, Rashi learns what Rashi learned before. So the two brothers of Reuven, v'nosum, and they married them. They married these two nekevets. Nimtza, and now both brothers died. Is Nimtza Reuven chaylitz lebitay misafik. So now Reuven gives chalitza lebitay misafik. Sheshteim tzriches chalitza. That means his two brothers, each one is married anisha. One of these noshim is bitay. He doesn't know which brother married Bito. So he gives chalitza to both of them. V'imoya makir Bito. If he would know which is Bito, Yosef Ptura. V'im shnei achei kolev nosum. Arei kolev chalitz lebitay misofik. Now it seems Rashi, what is Rashi saying over here? Ubo achei, Rashi seems also to be Yashiv Deloshn, ubo achei hen. Their brothers came. So forget, achei means that either the two brothers of Reuven or the two brothers of Kalev. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Deloshn Moiri, but my Rebbe learned a different pshat. Ochiv shel Reuven nosa achas. Reuven's brother married one. ואוכיב של כל אבנוס האחס, איז רובן חוילץ לאישס אוכיב, אף על פי שסופק ביטאים, זה סופק מייבי שיש ביטאי, וכן כל אוכיב, סוגן רשי טיינס, ולאב היינו נמי חוילץ לביטאי מסופק, it's not that he's giving chalitza lebitay misafik, ala chalitz lesafik bitay. That's the same taina that Rashi had on the previous pshat. But al kaponim, that is pshat, the beraisa, that is shayach, that one should misafik if chalitza leimay, la chaysay lebitay, if there was a taruvis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya hoya ramei roimah, איש ואישה פעמים שמילידים חומש ומייס. You can have a husband and a wife, and you can have five different types of nations that come out of them. כיצד? ישראל שלוקח עבד ושפחו מן השוק. Now, we'll see that this is speaking about that he purchased, and this is a Rashi learns pshat, an eved v'shivche that belong to a goy. So in all reality, they're not an eved and shivche because atem kainim mehem, v'heim ein kainim zemizeh. So the Meiri says pshat, and this is very gishmak, shalokach, he bought them liyos eved v'shivche. That means he intended to make them avodim ktanim, to be mat for them l'shem avdis. So lokach, not when he purchased them, they weren't eved v'shif, he bought them from a goy. Tavar they were goyim, they weren't avodim, he bought them to become an eved v'shif. V'lohem shnei bonim. And when he bought them, they had two children. So he bought a goy and a goyte, who have two children, and one is, both of them are goyim. V'nizgayer echad mehem. Now, one of the children was megayer himself. Is nimtza echad ger ve'echad oivet kichav. So now, these two children, you already have two nations already. One is a ger, and one is a goy. Hitbilon l'shem avdis. Now, this yid, who bought them l'shem avdis, he was matol them l'shem avdis. And now they had a third son. Now the third son, Arekan Ger, Vaivet Kichovim, Vaivet. So now you have three umas already. Shicher Esa Shivche. Now he was Meshach, the Odin was Meshach, the Shivche. Ubo Oleo Ha'evet. And the Evet was Boyul Ha. When she was Meshacheres. So, and they had a fourth son, Arekan Ger, Vaivet Kechavim, Ve'eved, Umamza. We'll see, because Chameir holds that Eved Habo al Bas Yisrael of Lad Mamza. Shecher Shneim, now he was Meshacher the Eved also, we see on Zelozet. They also had a fifth son. So these are the five Umas, Arekan Ger, Vaivet Kechavim, ועבד ומאמזר בישראל. פרקת גמורה, מי כמשמלון? So what's פשט לסול חד גדיה that Chameir is saying? I mean, what is he saying over here? So the Gemara says he's telling us, עבד כחובם ועבד הבו בעס ישראל, הבלד מאמזר. That's the עיקר חידש what he's telling us over here, that the blood is a מאמזר. Let us see Rashi. זאת רשי, אחד עבד כחובים ואחד גר. דבונים שיולדו בעידה תחס יד עבד כחובים המויכו, the children that they had, כל זמן they were sold to the goy, אינם עבודים, they're not עבודים, they came along בחילץ, מהם תקנו אתם קיינים מהם, ולהיהם מכם, ולהיהם קיינים זה מזה, so they're not avodim, so they were goyim, and they had children goyim. Shicher es ha-shivche, v'rehi ki Yisraelis, u'bola ha-eved, havlad mamsa. Sagt der Gebarer weiter. Tana Rabbono. Yesh moicher es oviv, the shaykha possibility that someone should sell his father, lahagvois imoiksu boso, that with that, by selling his father, they'll be able to pay up his mother's ksube. So the Gemara says, how does this come about? So the Gemara says like this, Keitzad, Yisroel lokach eved v'shivcho min ashuk. Now let me tell you, not Rashi's pshat, I'll tell you the Meiri's pshat. Then we'll see Rashi is a little different, and they ask why Rashi didn't say like the Meiri. But this is the Meiri's pshat. Yisroel lokach eved v'shivcho min ashuk. And here the Meiri says that the here Eved v'shivcha min ashuk means it was from a Yid. So he bought a farteke, he bought an Eved Knani, the Shivcha Knanis, v'lahem ben, and they had a son. And he bought, to all of them, he bought the Eved and the Shivcha and the ben. So now who he has, he possesses now, and these are all were Avodim Knanim. So he possesses an Eved and a Shivcha and a ben. V'shichar es ha-shivcha, and then he was m'shachar the shivcha. V'nosa, and then he married her. V'omad v'kosav kol nechosav livno. And then he went, and he wrote all his nechosim to her son. So the Meiri says pshat, so what does that mean? We have a klal, the Gemara says the Masechta is given. Hakosav kol nechosav la'avdoi yotza ben chayin. If he writes to an Eved Knani, whatever I possess belongs to you, so whatever I possess belongs to you means you also, because you also belong to me, you're my Eved Knani. So that alone works as a shtar shicha, yotza lechayis. Because of kol nechosav livno. Nimtza, so what happened? Now something else happened. So now, he died. Now, after he died, so all the nechosim, so let us understand what happened over here. When he married the shivche that became a meshucheres, so he owed her a ksube. So he owes her a ksube. Then later he went and he gave all nechosov livnoi. So memela, all his nechosim was given over to the ben ha'eved. Now, by doing this, he accomplished two things. Number one, he was a meshacha, the ben ha'eved. And number two, he gave amatone, all his nechosim, to the ben ha'eved. He doesn't have anything. Everything he gave away to the ben ha'eved. Now, he died, so his nechosim are meshubed for the ksube. He gave the matone to the ben ha'eved after he married the shivcha meshucheres. So his nechosim became meshubed already to his wife. So we'll now mum from the mekabel matone. So that means the Eved belongs Livnoi, because that was given to Bematone. And now Imoi is going to come and be Goive whatever the Ben has to pay up her Ksube. And he owns his father. So the father will be used to pay up the Ksube. My kabash malo. So what is the chiddush here? So what are you telling us? So the Gemara says, "Kula Rab Meiri." This case is also going according to Rab Meir. Va'avde metaltali, and we hold avodim evadin metaltalim. The chiddush is umetaltali mishtabdi liksube. We'll see in Taisus more bariches. Das ist am Achleukes, Rameiren, der Chachomim, if metaltlem arme Schubed leksubed. So according to the Chachomim, you would not be able to be goive the Eved for the Ksubed, because metaltli loy mishtabdi leksubed. So it's going according to Rameiren, but metaltli mishtabdi leksubed. The boy is saying, oh, kemashmulon, avde kemikalki domi. So that's why you can be goive the eved letzeirech peroin ksubos. That is how the Meiri learns pshat. Vilohem ben, narashi viloikone esaben. Narashi says, not what we mentioned from the Meiri. The Meiri mentioned the whole kugel over here. That they were all avodim knanim. And he purchased the ben also, and the ben, and later it belonged to the ben because he was meshacher the ben with a case of kol nechos of la'avdai. Rashi does not learn like that. So Rashi seems to learn. Rashi had a problem. Rashi for some reason did not hold you could, of this eitzah of a case of kol nechos of la'avdai yotza ben chayim. So Rashi had a kasha. If he purchased the ben, so he didn't give him anything. Masha kon evet kon rabbi. That was Rashi's kasha. And forgetting about, that's what bothered Rashi. That's how the Yavid speaks out, and the Magi and the Miri wants to speak out. He did, nothing happened. Masha kon evet kon rabbi. So the evet wasn't kind anything. We have to forget about the halacha of a case of kol nechos of la'avdai. So Rashi learned that that's why he wasn't kind of the ben. And you have to say, according to Rashi, that the ben, he bought it from a goy. So the ben is a goy. Just like we said before, that Aleikeach, Eved v'shivcha min ashuk means from a goy, and he intends to make them an eved v'shivcha. So he's also the same thing. Look, you saw look, eved v'shivcha min ashuk. He bought them to make them an eved v'shivcha. V'lahem ben, and the ben he never bought. So the ben remained a goy. And then later, it's missing a few words, that he was matvul them l'shem avdis, because it says v'shivcha asa shivcha. So that's what happened. The kosav loy kol nechosov umeis v'reimoy toivas ksuboso mina nechosim. She's toiveya the ksube from the nechosim. So we have to understand, I mean, if according to Rashi that the ben is a goy, I mean, so lechayre, how does he get a kinyan haguf in the eved? I mean, lechayre, a guy doesn't have any kinyanim in the eved. Lechayre, it's not his. You have to understand, according to Rashi, speaking about Achim the Kerneira says, Claude, speaking about, that this ben is a guy. So this ben is a goy, so why does the eved belong to him? It's very unclear according to Rashi. Vareim etevas ksubosim min anechosim kula rab meiri amas nise bas reise di yeshmoich ramei nami omra b'seifa de kamaisi umishimachi ktoni eved meshubed leksube Rameyer sove metaltli mishtabdi leksube, because Rameyer leshito se yoz metaltli mishtabdi leksube, mishachas ksube begishe shenoflo, doktan yichper satlushim in akalkem. So there we have the machloikis, Rameyer and the chachomim, if avodim are meshubed leksube. Let us see Toisves. Kosov kol nechosov livno, besomach muki loke Rameyer, Ome metaltli mishtabdi leksube. Teimel rabbeinu tam. The bechol duchte mashme, all over, when we have this machloikis between Rameir and the Chachomim, if metaltli mishtabdi leksube, Mashme the mibinei pligi. The machlokes is from the Baal alone. Can you mon metaltalim, the metaltalim of the Baal? Minei. Not talking about nechosim mishabodim that he sold them or he was meirish them. The shaila is by minei, that he's around. Does an isha have a right to mon ksuba from metaltalim? Is it meshubed l'shalom k'suboso? Okshi oni mon from karke. Ba'ime b'kdushin. So the first time we see this machlokes is ba'ime b'kdushin. Kabishnayim shabo mimdines hayom b'chabila imoem. The kama isha goyve k'suboso min ha'chabila mukilo k'ramei. A very interesting gemara in kedushin. The gemara in kedushin is telling such a story that there were two men, a lady, and a chavila. A chavila means a chveis. There was a bundle of schoire. And they come. Now, each person has a different story to relate. The first man says, this other man, you see him, he's my evet. This lady is my wife. Let me introduce you. And the chavila belongs to me. That's what he says. And then before we want to give shalom to the second Eved, so he says, excuse me, there's a little mistake over here. He is my Eved, and the lady is my wife, and the Chavila belongs to me. And now, getting more confused, the Isha says both of them are liars. These two are my Abodim, and the Chavila belongs to me. That's the story. Now, so the Gemara says as follows. It's a big problem what to do. So the Gemara says, let's talk about the Chavila. The Chavila, there are three people who are saying that this is their Chavila, the two men and the Isha. So the Gemara says, there'll be one way which will be able to solve the problem with the Chavila. We'll be able to convince the two men to give this lady a get. So then Memonavshech should be able to be gave the Ksuba from the Chavila. Because Manavshech, if it's Reuven's, so he gave her a get, it's his Chavila. So she can be gave her the Ksuba from the Chavila. If she's married to Shimon, so Shimon gave her a get. So she also can be gave her the Ksuba from the Chavila if it's Shimon's. And if it's the way she says, so Zicha belongs to her. So that's the shail of Chavila we could be poshit if that will happen. So the Gemara says, yeah. Who says you can mana ksuba from a taltalim? It's not so poshut. Gemara says, it's going to create a rameya. Rameya holds they can be goyve ksuba from a taltalim. So we see over there speaking about minei. That means no one died. It belongs to him. And only according to Rav Meir, you can be gave a ksuba from a taltalim. A grusha can be gave from a taltalim the baal. And not according to Rav Meir. Can't be going from Metaltali to the Baal. One Gemara. V'chein b'nedorim, k'abi afilu ato moicher sa roishcho, chayiv ato litin lo ksubi. The Gemara wanted to say, afilu you'll cut your hair. Someone told a husband, he says, afilu, he told him, afilu you'll cut your hair, so this hair will have to be used to pay up the ksubi. Shma mino metaltli mishtabdi l'ksuba. So the Gemara made a whole asik about this. So how could that be? She commanded ksuba from the cut head. It's a rai metaltli mishtabdi l'ksuba. Al koponim. So from the Gemara in Kiddush and the Gemara in the Dorim, we see clearly that the shaila is by minei. That means all the time, even though we know by abal choy, we can mon the ksuba minei v'afilu miglima da'al kaspoi. You can take away the shirt off his back. But by ksuba, there's a machloikis. Hameya holds, you can also mon minei metaltalim. And the chachamim, for some reason, hold, you can't mon for minei metaltalim. You can only mon kakois, not metaltalim. That's what it would seem from these two gemaras. So the Rabbeinu Tam asked, now the main machloikis of Ramei and the Chachomim Here the Gemara, these two cases are more brought down Ramei and the Chachamim. Ve'ike pluktaya be'isha shenoflu, gabi hiniyach ochiv mois. There the Gemara speaking about such a case, that there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without children, and Shimon was miyabim eishes Reuven. Now, eishes Reuven wants to be goive haksube from abinichsei baila harishen. She's goive haksube from her first husband. Now, her first husband did not leave over karkois. He left over mois metaltle. The pligi hosom rameya verabonon imishtabdi leksuba eloi. So the makor of the machlokes is by the mois that Shimon the Yavam Yarshin, can she be goive these mois leksubosa? Is mashmid the biyasmi pligi. So it's a machlokes by Yershim. If you like this, we know klal. Metaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoy. That means if it's, if it went over to yisoymim loy mishtabdi. So here there's a shaila of metaltli diksube is yom mishtabdi lebalak sube. Avo minei moide rabon and the mishtabdi, kemoi be balchoi, da fil magli medal kaspe. So the Rabbeinu Tam era moire di kekashe. Rabbeinu Tam held, he says, when I learn Kiddushin, when I learn Nidorim, the Gemara is speaking about a case of minei, and the Gemara brings the, oh, this is only good according to Rameya. And when I learn the Mekair of the Machloikis Rameya and the Chochami, which is in Ksubis, and it's speaking about a Yavam Yarshind, the Metaltalim of the mace. So speaking about Yerusha, if Metaltalim that went over be Yerusha, then Meshubit Lebalak Subit. This Kashi the Rabbeinu Tam had. The Omar Rabbeinu Tam. So this was before he learned Yevomis. This was a problem in these three Mesechtes. The Omar Rabbeinu Tam. No, the machlokes is minei. That's the whole machlokes. By Yoshim, Yizichad on Yarshim. No, the yavam b'mokim ochiv koi. Not that a yavam is a yoirish of the yochiv. He's b'mokim ochiv. He's like a mamala mokim. V'hadikim minei. He's like a yokim Hashem ochiv l'nachle. This is b'mkoimoi. So this is minei. This is not Yerusha. Yerusha means this is another Rishus. It's going into another Rishus. And now we have to know if Metaltli or Meshubit after they enter another Rishus. There's a Shaila. A Yavam is considered Yokum Hashem Ochim. He's not, that's not called another Rishus. He's a Hemshech of the brother. It's of Kiminei. Avu Miyasmi, but Yosayim Mafala Rabbeinu Moidid Loi Mishtabdi. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shtik Teire. Finished. V'chein nire l'ri. And the Ri also said this. The I, and the Ri brought a raya to the Shtik Torah of the Rabbeinu Tam. The I l'rameyer miyas minami isloi de mishtabdi. If Rameyer holds, we'll say, like the pashtus of the Gemara in Ksubis, that will say that a Yovam is like a Yoyrish. It will say that Rameyer holds that you can also mourn from a Yoyrish. Dila Rameya Miyas Minami Islay de Mishtabdi in Kain Svores Rameya Hafuche Midarabono. So then it's Mamish Minakotza La Kotza. Dila Rabonon Ksube Grua Mi Balchoy. Ksube is worse than a Balchoy. The Metaltali Loi Mishtabdi Li Ksube. The Rabbonon hold that metaltali loy mishtabdi l'ksuba afilu minei u'balchei v'afilu magli medal kaspe. He says the Rabbonon hold that ksuba is gerua from a balchei that afilu minei she can't mon the ksuba. Ula Rab Meir and according to Rab Meir adif afilu metaltali diyasmi mishtabdi lo u'balchei v'loy mishtabdi. And according to Rab Meir it's punfakel that a ksuba is even better than a balchei. So that's very schwer to say. There's a machlokes minakotze elakotze. If one holds that ksuba is much better than a balchoy, and one holds that ksuba is much worse than a balchoy. So we have to say, forget the ben atam shtik teres and amasu shtik teres. Metal di yasmi loy mishtabdi l'ksube. And the machloikis is ksube equal to balchoy or worse than balchoy? That's the machloikis. Ramei holds ksube is equal to balchoy. So just like by al balchoy viz aloche minei vafil meglimid al kaspoy, who adin by ksube, and the chachamim all ksube is worse than balchoy. That's the machloikis. But not more than that. Obo miyasmi, miyoshim, zichanim. That was gewaldig. Till we come to our Gemara. Now our Gemara is a shrek. Umiyukoshe, the hoche mashme, the metaltli, the matonim ishtabdi l'rameye. Our Gemara says, Amor de Kechidish. That they gave the metaltalim, he gave the, let's pinpoint our Gemara, that the Odin gave the Eved Livnoi for a matone. This is not Yorshim, this is matone. And the Ishe could be Goive Hoksube from this matone. And the Gemara says, Toschamele Shitos, he could be Goive Metal from a Tzerksube. So Tosfos says, Umatone, Alimi Miyasmi, Matone is better than Yesoimim. That means, Afilu in a case from Yesoimim, you can mom, Matone you can't mom. The shtore she'ein boy achayis, ashtar choyf, that is no achayis nechosim, loigovi mimikabel matone. You will not be able to use the shtar to be goive mimikabel matone, kidamash be'akabed abom metziya. This non mozo shtar, she'ein boy achayis nechosim, ashtar that doesn't have achayis nechosim, Yachze, and it's speaking about that the Loive said that the Malva lost it. We're not afraid of a Knunya. The sugya of there is Mavur, if you have a star that was lost, it's Ischa, we don't trust the Loive, we don't trust the Malva. But the Gemara says, since there's no Achraya, so you can't mourn from anybody, only from the... Only the Malva can mourn from the Loive, and you can't mourn from the Loive's Mekabel Maton, only from the Loive. The Loive says that the Malva Taka lost it. So you see, Ashtar She'en Boyachayis, you cannot mourn from a Mekabel Maton. Vilum Miyasmi, Afilum Milva Pekaim along the Gov. And Argamore says that Aksube, you can mourn Afilum from a Mekabel Maton. Vaimari, Dahoche b'matna shchivmera airi. It's speaking about a matna shchivmera. Chazal meira takone that divrei shchivmera kichsuvim emesurim domi. The reshash makes a grace here, and but this will understand the taisvis. The gerua mi yerusha. It means the taisvis in ksubis. It's gerua mi yerusha. A matna shchivmera is worse than Yerusha. That means that by Yerusha, the halacha is, you cannot mon a ksube from Yasmi. That's what Tosfos said. You don't even mon from a yovel because it's like minay. But a matna shchivmera is gerua mi Yerusha. It's not called like it went into a different rishus. It's still a pesazoi. It's equivalent to minay. But if there was a matnas bori, loy gavi. Matnas bori, loy gavi. And here, speaking about matnas shrimmer, chemash miyashnoichlem, the komal, ma yerusha di eirais al monosoy nizoynis, menachosov, matnas shrimmer, by mezoynis, matnas shrimmer, the rabbonon loy kolshkem. So that means, since the whole thing is only a takona the rabbonon, so, we consider it keilu, it never went, legabi diksube, or legabi mizanis, we consider keilu, it never went out of his reshus, legabi these things. Period. So Memela, so that's Tosfos Torah. It's speaking about a Matna Shchiv Mara. I'm just wondering, the way we had mentioned before, according to the Meiri, that it is speaking about that the Meiri says that the Ben was also an Eved Kanaan, and he became a Shuchel with a case of Kol Nechosav La'avda Yotze Ben Cheres. Tosfos says the case of Kol Nechosav is speaking about a matna shchiv mara. So l'chayre is first of all holding is a the rabbonon, and if so, when it's koina matna shchiv mara, it's very unclear. So l'chayre koina la'achamisa matna shchiv mara. I'm just wondering if according to the Meiri, we could learn according to Tosfos also. Then we call if the Meiri mentions it's been about a matna shchiv mara. Period. Al Kaponim, so that's Tosfos Torah. So Bekitzer, a Matna Shchiv Mera, it seems, has the same halachis like Minei, and it's totally in the Machlokes Abaye and the Chachamim. Lefi Masha Tiknu. Now we're not speaking about Bizman HaGemor. There's a Takonis HaGoinim. The Goive Isha Liksubosa Mimetaltali Diyasmi, that an Isha could be Goive Aksuva Mimetaltali Diyasmi. Skolski in the government totally the matnas shchiv mera a matnas bori dadi for loit kinish etigbe. Tosfos lemaisa bismaneinu Tosfos says after the takonis hagoyim that she's going to total the yasmi kolski matnas shchiv mera, but she can't be goyve from a matnas bori. Money, so the Gemara said money rameihi the omi metaltali mishtabdi liksubit. That's why. She mourns the Eved from her son. Af al gav de bechol duchte amrinin hukshu avodim lekakoyz. So Tosfos asks Amir de Kikashe. So here we're talking about avodim ahukshu lekakoyz. So this is not metaltalim. This is that the second lashon holds kamash from avdik mekarki domi, but the first lashon holds that it's rameya avdik nai hukshel kakois hoche yesh lachoish from kimetaltali the leisomcha daito ilavayu lefiche meisim uboichim lachayre Tosfos means to say the din shibud. Rashi in Ezer Neshech says the din shibud originates nichsei de inush inon arevilay, that the nechosim that a person possesses is an orev to pay up his chayvus. That is pshat, he's an orev to pay up his chayvus, because when a person lends money, he relies on his nechosim, just like there's a musig of an orev. That a person lends money relying that the orev will pay if the loiver won't pay. So the din shibud originates because this whole transaction was done that the malver relied that nichsi di inishin an arevelay. So the din shibud originates within orev, and the din orev is because the malve relies on the orev, so the malve relies on the nechosim. That's how they become mishubim. So Tosfos says, but avodim lomdesahin lomdesaher, but there's nothing but to rely on. They can run away, they can die. I mean, like the story that someone once asked a Rav Akash, he doesn't understand how the ganav came in. Everything was lovered and it was awesome. So how could the ganav get in? But Lomdis doesn't help all the time. So here, Lomdis, the tzaket is a halacha, there's a halacha of karke, but in smiches das, that halacha doesn't help. Leisom chedaiti lavai of ishameisim uboichim. Ulelishne dechoshiv lu mekarki, the second loshen. So sova de som chedaiti lavai, kemoi karkois. So that's it, not all gzeres akosiv. No, there is a smichis das on avodim. more than other metaltalim for some reason.
Maybe because, since the people are kaponim, it seems somehow that this is the greatest michas das, some emela, there's the greatest michas das, some chedidah alai kemoi kakoi. So maybe then the aloch of abdi kemekaki helps, if there is a michas das. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ha isha shenis arev vlado bevlad kalosa. A woman had a son, and her daughter-in-law also had a son, and they got mixed up. Higdilu ataruvitz, now they grew up, so you have your two sons. One is a son, and one is a grandson. Vinasu noshim, and they married women, umesu, and they died. These two children died. So now, so you need yibum. So the sons of the kala, they have to give chalitza to the wife of their brother. The sons of the mother-in-law, so they have to give chalitza to the wife of their brother. There's a misa of a, if we look at it, by the mother-in-law, her son needs chalitza and her grandson needs chalitza. It says like, b'nei hakala chilzin v'loy miyadmi. So the children of the kala can only give, we have two wives over here. One is a Ashes och that needs Yibum or Chalitz, and the other one is Ashes Achi Oviv. So, Chilz V'loi Miyadmi, Shu Sofik Ashes Ochiv, she's a Sofik Ashes Ochiv, Sofik Ashes Achi Oviv. So, Memele, so they can't make Yibum, Ashes Achi Oviv is an Elvi. B'nei Haskeine, the children of the Zekene, that means the brothers of the Balakala, Oichiltzin, Oimeyabim, if they want, they can give Yibum. Shesafik Ashes Ochiv, or the Ashes Ben Ochiv. Now, Ashes Ben Ochiv is no elder. Mesu Aksheirim. Now, Aksheirim means the Vadoim, the others died. That means the Taruvis is alive. So we have here one son from the Kala, one son from the Zekene. But her son died. But the son of the Zekene died, and the son of the Kala died. Is Mesuak Sheirim, is Atarubis, Livnei Haskene, Chelzin V'loi Miyabim. So the Tarubis cannot be Miyabim the Bnei Zekene, because it's a Sofik, Ashes Achiyovit. Shusofik Ashes Ochiv Ashes Achiyoviv. And Livnei Hakale, but to the Bnei Hakale that died, so Echad Chaylitz ve Echad Miyam, one could be Miyam, because by the Bnei Hakale, the Ben Hakale, so it's only the suffix is maybe it's Ashes Ben Ochiv. But one it's Ashes Ochiv, the other one's Ashes Ben Ochiv. So Echad Chilitz v'Echad Miyam. Let us see Rashi, Livnei Hakala, La'Ashes Ben Hakala Vadai, with the son that was Abadi Ben Hakala. Ach mina taruvetz chaylet zchile, v'ach hakach miyab masheini mimonufshech. Im yevim teihu, arei toiv.
אם אישס בן אוכיב היא, הרי יכול אצלו יבומו, ומתר אצלו, she's not an elven, she's not a יבומו לשוק. What does he Toisvis? Toisvis says, Sofik Eishes Ochiv, Eishes Ben Ochiv. This is talking about the first case, let's say, that the Taruvis died. So the Ben Askeine, the Bnei Askeine, can be Miyab Eishes. Either it's Ben Ochiv, or it's Eishes Ben Ochiv, which is Mutter, or it's Eishes Ochiv. Amrinim b'Yerushalmi, Zais Eimeres Mutter la'odom Lisa Eishes Ben Ochiv. From this Mishnah we can derive that a person can marry Eishes Ben Ochiv. So what's the chiddush? Why not? What's wrong with Eishes ben Ochiv? Perish af al pi sheyochol lovoi lidei bitul mitzvas yevomim im yomus v'tipa lifnei Ochiv. Afalahochi muta. Now this is very difficult to understand. What is the Hava Mina Lesser. So it would seem from the Yerushalmi, the Hava Mina Lesser is as follows. Let's say a person is marrying Eishes Ben Ochiv, which is Kalosoi of Ochiv. And what's going to be if he's going to marry her and he's going to die? Now, she would have to fall a Yibum to his brother. Now his brother won't be able to be miyabim her because it's kalosai. So that's called a bitl mitzvah yevamim, which is meiridik, for many reasons. Number one, we had in yevamis bitl mitzvah yevamim, we had a something else. We had a bitl mitzvah yevamim example. Let's say that a yevamim fell to a yavam. There's a chiv, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. And now he's going to do something that is going to make that he can't be miyab. He'll marry her sister now. She's mevatel mitzvah Yibumim, because there's a mitzvah on you, and you're mafki yourself from the mitzvah. Over here, he's marrying his brother's daughter-in-law. First of all, who says he's going to die without children? I mean, why do you have to look so pessimistically? And if he'll die without children, that's called bitla mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah yibum. There's no. So his brother's an elvet. I mean, what do we do with the first mission in Yevamis? I mean, we learned the Tesvav Noshim. Maybe there it doesn't say that it says it's talking about that he did marry Bita, Yabas Bita. I mean, all the time we have the same problem. He married Bita and she's falling, speaking about, I mean, and he's the only brother. He says, Akaponim. Here the, it seems the Rishalmi learned Pshat that our Mishnah is very sosum and it's talking about he's the only brother. That means the Avi, there's only him and the brother, and if he's going, and if he won't have children, if he has children, the Mishka is going to have children also, but Mishka's being Bacholoifen. If he doesn't have children, and maybe he won't have children, so he's marrying an Isha that, if he dies and there would be a need for mitzvah Yevamim, there won't be a mitzvah yevamim, and you're allowed to do it. Here it says naisei. I mean, in our Mishnah it says you're allowed to do it. First Mishnah chetesvav noshim paitus bita. It doesn't say that you're allowed to do it. He did it, so now the tzangas talochet. But here it says here we have a green light. He's allowed to do it. So you see, if I care, there's no such isar a bitl mitzvah yevamim. Dochaner is a merdike kash on this toy. Dochaner asks, he says, who says it's mutter? We're talking about a different story over here. We're talking about he wants to be Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum over here. This is Safik Eishes Ochiv, Safik Eishes Ben Ochiv. So Memela, he's a Safik. Maybe he's Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. Maybe he's not Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. So Memela, so there's a Safik if he's Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. So you're saying, but maybe you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, and then if you're going to die without children, there won't be Mitzvah Yibum by you. Fine. But let's look at it that way. Let's look at it. But now maybe you're Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. Here it's a Sufik, Eishes Ben Ochiv. So how can you bring a Raya, a Lochiv, and this Mishnah says a person is permitted to marry Eishes Ben Ochiv? Who says so? Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to. You have to look. Maybe that'll be, but here I'm the Shem Mitzvah Le'yeda Dovaro. I'm doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. I'm doing it L'Shem Yibum. That's the Ochanes Kashi. So Taisa says, Mikan Yochalias Raya L'Perish Rivon, She'Perish Babo Yevimtoi V'Noisei Bas Achoisoi. The Gemara says, Noisei Bas Achoisoi, that's a very big mitzvah, it's a very good zivug. So the shayla is, why does the Gemara say Bas Ochiv? V'Ava Bas Ochiv Eina Oisei Kol Kach Mitzvah. It's not such a big mitzvah. The Mevatel Mitzvahs Yevomim, that means you have to look at everything what could come out of it. So that's not such a big mitzvah. So the Mishnah weiter. Koihenesh Shenis Arav Vlodo Bevlad Shivchoso. Here we have a Taruvis. We have two children. We had a Kehenes had a child, and her Shivcha also had a child, and both children got mixed up. So now we have two Schorim, one is an Eved Kenani, and one is a Kohen. Is the Aloch is like this, Rei Oichlen Betruve, they're permitted to eat Trume, because the Eved Kenani is permitted to eat Trume, and the coins military truma, so they'll have to truma, both of them. The chilkim chelik echot begoyrin, chilkim chelik echot meforish begmora. Ve einom metamim lemeisim, and they're not metamim lemeisim, because the one of them is a coin. Ve einom noisim noshim ben sheiris ben psulois. And they're not permitted to marry Noshim, that takish reklech, ben ksheireis, ben psulois. That means to marry Noshim ksheireis, they can't, because maybe he's an Eved, so he's an Eved that says Lahir Kodesh. To marry Noshim psulois, you can't, Hashivche, because maybe he's a kohen. So memela, they can't get married. Higdilu ataruvis, they grew up. And so it was a bit of a life till now. Veshicharu zeze. Now each one was meshacha the other one. So we know one thing, that the Eved Knani is Eis Eved Knani. Now he's already a ben chayrim. So now we have two people, one is a kohen and one is a Yisrael. Noisim noshim ruuyis lekahune. So now they can get married al kaponim. They can, but they have to make sure they get married to noshim ruuyis lekahune. Ve'einom metamim lemeisim. They're not metamim lemeisim because they're sofik koyin. Ve'im nitmu. But if they did become tamei, einom soif kimalbo liidach gisi. You don't give them malchus because maybe I'm not a koyin. Ve'einam oichlem betrume, they don't eat trume, because maybe he's not a kohen. Vim ochlu, einam mishalmin keren v'chaymish. Ve'einam chilkem ala goyren, umoichren es ha-trume v'adomim shalohem. Let us see Rashi. Ben sheirois mishum evet, בין פסולאיס כגון שפחה משום קיין. הרויס לקונה ולגרושה בחלוצה משום קיין. אין סייפקין דחול חד אומה, לא לאף קיין ענו. אין משלמן דחול חד אומה, ענו קיין. אין חלקם על הגוירים, אין נויסם להם תרומה על הגוירים, שהמשוחה ישראל הוא, so you can't give one of them is a lot of תרומה. ומייכן אס התרומה. תרומה סטבו אוסון, כשמפרישן אויסו, אין צריכם לסיטו לקוין, לכל חד אומה לקוין, אייסי ראי דולב קוין ענו, ושקוין. וממילא, המייצם מחבר אולו וראי, מכל מוקם לאויך לא יאפשר. אלא מויכן אויסו לכהנם והדומים שלהם.